Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Welcome back to work, Allie.
Here we are again in the trenches.
I'm going to be completely honest with everyone today. We don't have notes.
Yeah.
Okay? Today is just one of those days for what? What were you about to say?
I was just going to say, for context, we usually have some type of notes, some type of guidance of where we want to take this episode.
Today, this could go left or right. This could go right.
Yeah. We are tackling a nice little topic today that we were trying to figure out exactly what our ideas were going to be. Not that we talk too much. We try not to talk too much about the episode and the topic before we actually record.
What's the topic again?
We just start potting. We'll get to it. Mm. But, and then we like usually just jot down some notes so we have like a clear vision. However, that just didn't seem organic today.
Yeah,
that didn't seem feng shui.
Feng shui, functional.
Feng shui.
Yeah, today it's a really beautiful day out. Okay, first of all.
Yes, we had to go on a walk before we sat down here.
And I think, because of the walk that we took, I feel so much better.
Oh, yeah. Compared to just like, we woke up, had breakfast, and then set up.
Yeah.
You gotta go live life a little bit.
I'm grumpy, and then setting up the podcast takes longer than the actual episodes.
Yeah.
But when you go outside and you just see people, you see humanity, you get your little matcha.
And it's so nice to go outside early in the morning on a summer day, but it's not too hot yet. And it's during the week, so people are like not really out and about.
You know what I wanted to do?
What?
As soon as I woke up, I wanted to go to the basketball court.
And shoot around
for a little bit. Mm.
Well, you got to wake up earlier than that.
I got to wake up earlier than that. But that bed.
What time did you go to bed last night?
I don't know, like maybe midnight.
Oh, okay. I went to bed at 10:30.
Alia is going to bed at 10:30 now. That's
ever
a new thing.
Ever since my half marathon, which by the way, I completed.
Oh, wow. Congratulations, by the way. Everybody say congrats, Alia, in the comments for doing the half marathon. That's something that I'll never want to do. I never want to do that.
It didn't like anytime I see people running some type of running event, it always motivates me to want to run. They didn't motivate you to run.
It motivated when I was there
to like participate.
Oh my god, actually, let's walk people through that day. Okay.
Okay, should we just talk about that today?
I mean, yeah, we can do that for now and then we'll see where it goes, right?
Okay.
So, the half marathon, we wake up. First of all, Alia was like, Yoni, you don't have to wake up with me at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m.
Yeah.
You can come a little later. I was like, no, I'm going to wake up. Even though I didn't have to wake up that early that day, I was like, you know what? I want to do that because I can't just let you go. This is like a big thing.
Yeah.
So you just showing up by yourself. Everybody got their person. I did not want you to just show up by yourself. That's just a me thing.
Yeah. I really appreciated that. It was nice, especially because I was like pretty nervous. In the morning, like I woke up at 5:30 and I could not fall back asleep. So I was just like, kind of laying there, like tossing and turning.
Did you have the heebie-jeebies?
Yeah, I did. I did because I didn't have to wake
up. What were you thinking about like the day before the marathon or like?
The day before, I was just like, getting ready, getting my things in order. There was like a few things that I still, like, I didn't know exactly what I wanted to wear. And I also had to work and stuff. So like, I was pretty preoccupied and I didn't have a lot of time to like I wasn't like sitting and not doing anything and just thinking about half.
So then that morning, like when you're nervous, what are you feeling? Because I've never ran a half marathon. So
I mean, I was nervous in the sense that I was just like, I want to be on time. I don't want to be too late. I want to make sure that I like eat far enough ahead so that my stomach has time to settle. I also want to make sure that I like, you know, do number one and number two mm-hmm. in the bathroom to like, you know, be good with that. Because yeah. the worst thing is having to like stop for the bathroom when you're running. And that's it. I just wanted to make sure that like my hair was right. Because when you run, you just don't want anything to go wrong. You don't want something to be itchy, poking
oh
you, fall, hair falling out.
Having something in your shoe.
Yeah, something random like that. Your shoe coming untied.
Oh,
getting
damn.
A blister on your foot because of something, you know. So
which you had.
Which I had, yeah. So that's kind of it. Like, I just want to make sure that I don't forget any step that I have to do. I warm up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was more that. Just like when getting there and starting, everything will go to plan.
So when you say being nervous before a run, it's not actually the... Because for me, when I get nervous before a basketball game, it's like I want to play good. I
wasn't
want to...
worried about like the actual run itself, which is funny.
Yeah.
I was worried
yeah.
about
everything
like,
else.
A choice that I make before the run is going to impact the run. Like what I chose to wear or
yeah.
where I chose to put my number or like if I drank too much water before and then I had to go pee or having to, you know, go poop in the middle of the thing or,
yeah.
you know, and then having to go to the porta potty. That's nasty.
Yo, having to poop like, mid half marathon is...
People do all the time. So there's people that actually like shit themselves.
What?
Yeah, that's usually for marathons, though. And it's like intense people that are like, I'm going to let that happen to me and not stop so I can make time.
There's no way
yes,
people run.
Yes, you can
run.
Literally look, you can find photos of several people that are running with shit on their pants.
No way.
Yes.
But what?
Yeah.
What if it's a lot?
It is what it is.
Do they have like some type of special shorts that have like a compartment for like...
No, like are they wearing a diaper? Probably not. It's a real thing. Look it up.
Do they have something running down their leg then?
I never looked that into it.
That is crazy. So they would rather do that than lose... Actually, that's you might lose like 3 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my... I never thought about that.
So people are like, you know... But that's crazy.
That's crazy. It doesn't... Okay, well,
anyways, but the run went well. It was 13 miles. It was all in Brooklyn. It was a good time, honestly. I would say, though, like, when I was running, I even already told you this, like, while I was running, it got to a point where I was like, okay, this is actually not that fun. Like, it's not really saying, like, oh, I'm so excited. Like, I just want to have fun. It would have been fun if I was running with people that I knew. But I was by myself the entire time.
Are you trying to make me feel bad?
No. And I could have, like, if I had, like, another running friend that... Because you also want to run with someone at your own pace. Because
mm-hmm.
I knew someone that was running the race, but she was running it faster than me. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like, I don't want to, like, have her slow down. And I also don't want to have to speed up. That's, like, outside of my fitness level, you know? So finding someone to run it with you and alongside you the whole time, it would make it way more fun. Because you can, like, talk. You can, like, complain to each other. Things like that.
I feel like running with, because okay, so you started the run, I gave you a kiss before you left and I was like, good luck, you had all your little hydration things with you, right?
Yeah, my
and
jokes.
Then Alia sent me addresses that she gave me. There's mile 4 that I had mm-hmm. to go meet her at, and then there's mile 8, and then the finish line, right? So mile 4, it was pretty much just a straight line from where you started.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way for me to get there because there was no subway around there.
Yeah.
That was the thing. So I was like, how do I get down there?
I could have walked.
Could have walked, but then you would get there before me because you're running it.
Well, yeah, but I was running like kind of in a circle. You could have just walked straight. Anyways.
So then I was like, should I call
an
Uber?
Google said that it was going to only take you 30 minutes to walk from the start point to mile 4.
Mm-hmm.
And it would take me... it would take me like 35 to 40 minutes to run 4 miles.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Well,
like,
I looked
gotten there earlier, but it's okay.
I got the map and I was like, you know what? I lost time like trying to figure out where to take the subway, you know?
Yeah. I should have told you that for the first thing you walk and for the second thing you take the subway. But it's
yeah.
Fine.
Well, I didn't know that. So then I decided, you know what? Let me just go to mile 8.
Yeah.
So I go to mile 8 and I meet you. Mm-hmm. And I saw a bunch of people. I got there a little bit early, which was actually perfect, right? So I was just like watching people, giving random people high fives. Everybody's. I felt like I really wanted to run also.
It motivates you. Yeah.
And mile 8 was like the long stretch.
It's where it started to be just one long street that you just go. Like there's no turning right, turning left. It's just dead shot straight. And it kind of doesn't go up or down. It's just flat, and sometimes it might go up a little bit, sometimes it might go down, but barely. Mm-hmm. So it was just hella boring, because at least like before in the park, you're like turning right, you're turning left, you're going uphill, you're going downhill, there's trees, now there's people, now there's trees, now there's water. It changes up like every so often that it keeps your mind off of it, because you're focusing on the fact that you're going uphill, but now you're going downhill. And it's like when you're going uphill, all you're thinking is, I just want to get to the end of the hill. And time goes by faster because you're thinking as like completing that. But then when we got to the long street, it was like 5 miles of just the same shit. So nothing changes. There's no new point that I can be like, okay, I just want to get to the top of the hill.
If I were you, I would talk to people. I feel like if I did that, I would talk to so many people and I would just be like, come on, let's go. Like
strangers?
Yeah. Because we're all...
Okay, but saying, come on, let's go is just one thing.
No, come on, let's go. Or like...
Everyone has headphones in. Everyone's like... Also, once you got there, it was hot. The sun was on, like, I guess behind us.
That would be pretty annoying. Like, someone's trying to talk to me. I'm trying to focus because you don't know who you're talking to. Exactly. Like, they might be struggling. You're like, hey, so how you doing today?
Yeah.
So, Alia gets closer. And then before she got to me, she said...
I texted you to make sure, because I told you to text me so I could see it on my watch that, hey, I'm at mile 8. You didn't text me. I had to ask you, are you at mile 8? And you were like, yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I guess I was about to text you.
Okay. Well, anyways.
And she texted me. She said, make sure you have the gummies because you needed some energy bars or energy gummies.
Yeah, right? I had a gel with me, but I didn't want to take a whole gel. And those gummies that I should have specified, because I forgot you also grabbed a different pack. But the one that I gave you
were the green ones.
Were the green ones that also have caffeine.
Right. And so that's why I wanted the gummies. The ones I had were the red ones that was just like high.
Just gummies. It's just sugar, like without any caffeine.
Okay.
So I also told him that before I got to him. I told him that in advance so she would have them ready for me.
Okay, now mind you, this whole time I'm trying to figure out, like I had like 4 cameras on me, okay? I had the point and shoot, the film camera. I had 2 of Alia's cameras, and then I had, no, that was it, actually just 3 cameras.
Yeah.
And my phone. So I'm like, I want to record a video for a story. I want to have a film shot when you pass. But the moment you're there, it's only like 2 seconds that I'm going to see you.
Yeah.
So she gets there and
you're filming with my camera for my video.
Yeah, so I'm filming with her camera. Do you see the footage already?
No.
Okay. So I see her and I zoom all the way in, which was great. I zoomed all the way in, but then I'm just like, how am I going to take the photo? You know, or like the story on my phone, you know?
Now that it's summer and we're out and about, I love smelling good, and Osea's Undaria Algae Body Oil smells just like summer in a bottle with all natural ingredients. Uplifting notes of mango, mandarin, grapefruit, lime, and cypress. This body oil is clinically proven to instantly improve your skin's elasticity and deeply moisturize. I'm seriously telling you, every time I use it, I get this post-vacation glow as if I just returned from a tropical getaway. I love knowing Osea is woman-founded and led skincare that is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate neutral certified. It's super rich but not greasy, which is very important to me, and it leaves my skin so glowy and toned. Get healthy and glowing skin for summer with clean vegan skin and body care from Osea. You can get 10% off of your first order site wide with code WTJ at oseamalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to oseamalibu.com and use code WTJ for 10% off. Skipping my morning routine can easily throw off the balance of my day-to-day because a girl needs her morning self-care time. And same goes for the sensitive vaginal microbiome, because did you know that 9 out of 10 women have unstable vaginal microbiomes? That's why Seed created VSO1 Vaginal Symbiotic to restore a healthy vaginal microbiome and sustain regulated pH levels. In the last few years, especially, I've been paying more and more attention to what I put in my body, and I need to remind myself that vaginal health is just as important as the rest of it. Day-to-day things like menstruation, exercise, diet, sex, and more can easily disrupt your microbiome. So it's really reassuring knowing VSO1 went through rigorous scientific testing and was found 10 times more effective than a leading oral probiotic. VSO1 is an ongoing system that maximizes efficacy with only 2 tablets per month. So it's super easy. Find your balance and get proactive with your vaginal care with VSO1 from Seed. Go to seed.com/WTJ and use code 25WTJ to get 25% off. That's 25% off VSO1 at seed.com/WTJ, code 25WTJ. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. When my work schedule is packed with work deadlines, in-person events, and social commitments, it's easy to let some priorities slip. Even though I know going to the gym is good for me, especially when I'm overwhelmed, it's hard to make time for it sometimes. But I would say when I'm starting to feel like my plate is too full, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. Therapy truly is so helpful for learning positive coping skills for when I get too overwhelmed and I get to build up my priorities. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's all online and designed to be the most convenient and flexible and work with your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you need to switch therapists, it's so easy and you can do it anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/WTJ today and get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/WTJ.
And then me thinking about all that, I forgot about the gummies.
Yeah. So when I
so got then she's there, like, you got the gummies? I'm like, oh shit. So she you stopped for like a second, right?
Yeah, I stopped for a little bit. And then you gave me the wrong gum.
I'm grabbing the, I had hella shit in my bag.
Yeah.
I had so much. I had like my hoodie that I didn't need that day and your stuff.
Yeah.
I'm shuffling through the stuff. Then I'm like, okay, I finally found it. And it was the red ones. It wasn't the ones that she wanted. She's like, you know what? Never mind. And then, you know, and then you left, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, no, I wasn't like mad.
No, no, no,
I gave
no,
you
no.
a kiss and oh, yeah. I left and I was like, you made it seem as if I'm like, fuck you.
No, 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 yeah. She didn't say that. She was just like, you know what? It's fine. I'm okay. And I felt so bad. You left. And this is like maybe like, I don't know, for I don't know if it was like a minute or two. And then I was just, I kept thinking about like, Yoni, that's fucked up. Like, she just asked you for one thing.
I told you ahead of time. So I was thinking, even if you are filming, because I also knew that you were going to film probably when I was going to come. So I was like, you could film and have the gummies already open. Like, that's the thing. They weren't even open. I had to like open it myself, you know? I mean, yeah. No, when you, so what did you end up doing?
Okay. So then after Alia ran and I filmed a little bit more, right? Of you just running.
Oh, okay.
And then I was just like, no, I kept looking for the actual gummies that you wanted. Because I was like, do we even put this shit in here?
Yeah.
There's a lot of things in the bag, you guys, okay?
And so she also chose a big-ass bag, too.
Yeah.
So they were, like, swimming in there.
Right. So then Alia is, like, a little bit, like, ahead. And I'm just like, you know, I'm just going to run to her and give her the gummies. Because now I had them in my hands, right? So I had my keys. I had everything in my pocket. I had so much shit with me. So I started to run. And then everything was just, like, bouncing. Like
so you, annoying.
You ever try to run with hella shit in your pockets?
Yeah.
You feel like you might lose something. So I was like, there's no way. So I stopped completely. I you know, pull up my pants even more. Like I had like my belt on. So I make sure the shit was tight and put everything I had in any pocket in the bag. And then I didn't put the bag like around my shoulder. I just held the bag. Like I rolled it up and I held it like a ball, right? So then, I had my Hoka, so that was like, I had at least good running shoes. So, but by the time I'm getting ready, Ellie keeps running.
Because
you have no idea that I was.
No,
that
I wasn't thinking anything.
So then I just started to run so fast. And I couldn't see you, but I knew you couldn't be too far out.
Yeah.
You know? So then I started to run, and people are looking at me like, who is, like, it was so funny, because I was passing everyone, and they're looking at me like, obviously, they saw that I was carrying something and I had the gummies in my hand, right? Trying to hand you that. So I'm running and I'm passing the people who are cheering. They're looking at me like, where is he going? Then I finally get to Alia and then she had headphones in and I'm like right next to her and I'm running and I'm tired at that point. Yo.
But also, I just thought maybe it was like someone who is running next to me.
No, but by the time I got to you, babe, I was so tired. I was so tired by the time I got to you. And then I was just like, babe. And I was like, Alia. And then I think I touched you, right?
You like took the gummies and like touched my arm with them.
Yeah, and then you looked over and then I gave you the gums as I'm running with you too. So now you're like, you're opening it and then you took
I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, you took a few and then I just stopped running. Why did you keep the whole bag actually? You didn't want to keep the whole bag, like the whole little thing?
I didn't have anywhere to put it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I didn't want to keep running until you figure it out, like how many to take out of the bag. I was like, just skip the whole thing.
Yeah, that's true. I kept running with it and you were like running with me.
I was so tired already. But yeah, but what did you think, like, what, like when you saw me next to you? Like,
I was just so surprised. Yeah. I wasn't even thinking about that anymore. I was like, oh, okay, whatever, it's fine. Nah. You know, and then I kept running.
You know, there was a moment where I was maybe like 10 feet away from you, but I was already so tired. And actually, you were way further away than I thought.
Yeah.
And I was like,
just so fast.
And I thought that I almost wanted to give up. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, damn, like I'm really tired, you know, but I was like, no, I'm already made it so far, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it'd be sad for you to stop.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, I really obviously appreciated that.
Yeah. And I'm not,
I wasn't even expecting that because to me, it wasn't like a huge deal that the gummies weren't ready. It was just like, since I will see you already, can you like have the gummies ready? I forgot you also grabbed a different kind.
Yeah.
So it's no worries. But I also just didn't want to stop for too long because the thing is, with running, after you run for a while, like your legs kind of get stuck in like the running position. And it's like once you stop and you're just standing on straight legs, starting up again can get really uncomfortable for some reason. Like every time I stopped to drink like water or Gatorade that they had on the sidelines, I would like actually stop and drink because running and drinking is like, I haven't figured out how to do that properly yet. And I'm just end up spilling everything on myself.
Yeah.
So every time I would stop and like just completely stretch my legs and then start up again, it would feel so like my legs felt like rocks.
Damn.
They felt like very stiff, you know?
Well, I'm glad. We did it. Yeah.
And honestly, my legs, I'm a little bit sore. I was totally fine like after and I was feeling good and I could walk, but then waking up on Sunday and then even today I have like some stiffness and some soreness. But yeah, so now we're done with half marathon training
and Elliot is never gonna run again.
That's not true. I'm actually excited for like maybe I'll go to run club on Saturday. I'm just excited to like not be forced to run and to just have fun with it.
Are you gonna do another marathon?
I've never done a marathon.
A half marathon.
I think, yeah, maybe. Or maybe, like, I would love to do, like, just, like, a 10K race. 10K is such a sweet spot. 6 miles, done. Easy. An hour. 6 miles seems so chill now.
There's probably someone listening, like, this shit is fucking, that's a lot.
I mean, if you don't run, yeah, that's a lot. But anyways, guys.
Welcome to the What's the Juice podcast. My name is Yoni. And this is my lovely co-host, Alia, who just ran the half marathon. Everybody congratulate her, please. Okay, she's tired. Take your time.
She's really into yawn. Yeah. Yes, and the other host of the What's the Juice pod, my name is Alia Zaitza. Yeah. So this might be kind of like old news or like an old thing, but we've had it in our notes for a while and we just wanted to touch on it because we find it pretty interesting topic. I think it was in 2022 or 2023 last year that there was this trend on TikTok where someone would be like telling a story or a like a date story or relationship story or general relationship idea. And this thing came up where like people started saying, if he wanted to, he would. And usually that saying applies to in response to someone saying like, I'm not being treated the way that I want to be treated. Like, I hate when people don't text you back. I hate bad texter. Or it could be like, is it too much for me to ask for someone to be emotionally intelligent enough to blah, blah, blah. Or like basically someone complaining about something that they don't like about a situationship, a relationship, the dating world, etc. And the reply is, if he really wanted to, if he liked you enough, he would do the things that you're complaining he's not doing. And that's like the big message.
Why isn't it if she wanted to, she would?
Well, because it's not that it's not. It's just that the saying became that because it's basically like it just became a trend of like, I guess, women and girls like talking about it and then other girls would say that in response.
Yeah, that saying, I didn't see that trend, by the way. Like,
yeah, I mean, you're not really on TikTok.
Yeah, But if he wanted to, he would. It's so, well,
is
we
that
can,
true?
I mean, I think it is true, but also it's so obvious. If anybody wanted to anything, they would.
So
it's almost like stating such an obvious thing. If I wanted to go to the park, I wouldn't went. If I wanted to say I love you, I would. Or if I don't really get it. I don't really understand
it. Well, the argument against that saying,
okay,
is people are saying that, like, just because someone wants to doesn't mean they can.
If he wanted to, he would. That's the argument against that.
Yeah, the argument is like the way you just said, right? If he wanted to say I love you, he would.
Okay, and how can't you not say I love you if you can speak?
Exactly. So some people would say that the phrase is missing a huge nuance around, mm-hmm, like people's past, things that hold people back, fears, bad experiences from the past that stop them from saying I love you. And I'm like, so that means he doesn't want to.
Okay, let's start. If something is holding you back, if you have a reason to not say I love you, maybe simply you also just don't love them yet.
Well, right. So that's why it's like, if you don't love them, that person, the what is it called? The argument of, like, if he wanted to, he would, mm-hmm, can simply be this person doesn't want to open the door for you, doesn't want to text you first things in the morning,
yeah,
doesn't want to take you out on dates every day.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
So saying if he wanted to, he would, to me, it has such a negative connotation. It's like, if he wanted to, he would, as if like he's supposed to.
No, if he wanted to, he would. Well, yeah, because, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because it touches on, there's so many sides to this. Because there's also like, what are your expectations? Are your expectations too crazy high? Also, are your expectations just not a good match? Because the reason our relationship works and has worked for so long is because we got lucky to match each other's giving and receiving.
Yeah.
In the sense that, like, you give me exactly what I want to receive.
Exactly? Or like...
Yeah.
Okay.
There isn't anything that I would say in terms of like our relationship that you don't do that I wish you did.
Mm. Yeah.
And we got lucky in that.
Yeah.
But if you were in a relationship with someone that cared about getting me flowers, getting me gifts, I don't know, something that basically, it's something that like I don't right now want, but let's say that I had like this expectation of like, you should want to take me out on dates and like pay for the whole thing or random shit like that. I don't know.
We can all agree that quality time is precious, and there's nothing I love more than connecting with someone over a home-cooked meal. But let's be honest, for most of us, finding time to plan meals and do shopping and cook from scratch can feel impossible most of the times, and that's where Gobble comes in. Gobble meal kits are quality time delivered, because unlike other meal kits that send you raw ingredients, all of the Gobble recipes feature pre-prepped ingredients and are designed to be ready in a fraction of the time. Each week, choose from their rotating menu of 18 plus gourmet meals you can mix and match from classic recipes, lean and clean, and vegetarian options. And Gobble will deliver right to your door. Plus, they have lunch options like salads and soups, breakfast kits, and even desserts. We recently made these Baja-style fish tacos, and Yoni and I could not get enough. They were so good and came together so fast. See what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. Get $120 off across 4 boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/thejuice. That's gobble.com/thejuice today for $120 off your Gobble order. This offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
If I wanted all those things and you gave me what you give me now, which doesn't include taking me out to dinner and paying for the whole thing or whatever, then we wouldn't match. And then I would feel like if you wanted to take me out to dinner, you would, but you don't. And I want to be with someone that takes me out to dinner, or I want to be with someone that doesn't go on guy nights on or like doesn't, you know, different things like that. You can apply the if he wanted to, he would to anything. But it's like against what, though? If he wanted to do what? Because maybe what you want doesn't match with what he wants to give. Maybe he doesn't want to be in a relationship with someone who always wants to get flowers, always wants gifts.
Every Saturday.
Yeah, always wants to be treated like some like a princess. Yeah, it's so like maybe he doesn't want to be in a relationship with someone like that.
Yeah, yeah. And no matter how much you like each other, because you can really like enjoy each other's company, but then if you just don't match on those certain things,
yeah,
it's gonna be the I don't think there a lot of relationships like that could work, because at some point you're gonna keep getting disappointed that he doesn't do the things you expect him to do.
Yeah.
And I also think that it's just like not fair to have those expectations of someone.
But that's what I think. It's, you know, also, it's not fair. It's not fair to either people, because one person is dissatisfied.
Yeah.
She's not getting what she wants in this specific scenario. And at the same time, the other person's not satisfied because they always feel like they need to do some extra shit that they don't normally want to do. Yeah. Like, your love languages have to match in some way and have to work with each other.
Yeah.
I wouldn't... It could be the other way around, too, where, like, you could be a guy that wants to feel like the alpha all the time, wants to feel like he's taking care of me. He wants to feel like he's, like, opening the door for me, providing for me. He's the provider. He's, like, is so, like... you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know how to describe it, like male dominant,
yeah,
type shit. You know.
So you're saying if I wanted to be that,
if you were that type of guy, you want me to be responsive to that. You want me to like be your wife in that way.
Like okay, so like if I open a door for you each
it's
time,
like you or want just, me to let when, you open the door for me. You want me to to like come. You want me to want this type of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, if I am who I am, I don't really care for any of that.
Yeah.
So in that sense too, he could say if she wanted, I mean, in a way, maybe not. If she wanted to, she would.
She would, well, like, let me. I want to talk about a specific scenario, right? Like, because I think now, like, what we touched on is great, but I think if we could just talk about, let's say, an example of someone wanting to be someone's girlfriend or boyfriend, right? So let's do the boyfriend-girlfriend thing, right? So we're dating, and one of us is ready to go to the next level, but then the other person is not ready yet. So in our case, for example...
That did happen.
That did happen, mm-hmm. right? So if he wanted to call me his girlfriend, he would. But it's like, is that always true though? If he wanted to, maybe, because any guy that wants to call someone his girlfriend, they would whenever they are ready.
But if you're not ready, that means you also don't want to, right?
That's not true. You want to, but you wanna maybe, everybody's timing is different.
So you don't want to yet.
I don't know. I mean, it's so interesting because it's like, I don't want to yet, meaning that like, okay, we're dating, but then I don't want to be with you, like make it official, like have a title.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm having a hard time. Like,
because to me, it's like, it could be the same way. Like, if you are ready to be like in a relationship, and I'm not ready, that means I don't want to, because I wouldn't do something when I'm not ready to. You want, so that's why it's like, if you want to do something, you do it. So if something, in my mind, if something is impairing you to be ready, to want to, then you don't want to.
You know, another thing that's really interesting is that if a couple is dating, not official yet, why is it always, and it seems that way, why is it always up to the guy to say, okay, like, let's make it official? I mean, I don't know. I feel like in most cases, and I don't know that for a fact, right? But to me, it seems like, for what I've observed in my life, that you're dating, you both like each other. And then when the guy decides to, he made me his girlfriend, it's never like she made me her boyfriend. No? Am I wrong? Cause
well, also, who says that he made me his girlfriend?
No, like, he said it, or he's ready now. Like,
I think it could be that the girls are just ready earlier. Like, I mean, my experience is that I've never been like afraid of commitment. I've always been kind of just ready to, like, because we are dating. Like, that is what we're doing already.
Yeah. No, it was just something that crossed my mind. I might be completely off.
But I don't
think
it's necessarily always true. Definitely not always true. I'm sure there's plenty of times where, like, the girl just wasn't, she's like, I'm not ready to, like, I don't know about you yet for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It crossed my mind, and I just wanted to, like, see what you thought about it, because
I generally think, in a sense, from my experience,
it's the same way, like, the man has to propose. Like, whenever he will do that, that's when it'll happen, which is crazy.
Oh, no, I don't believe in that at all. And we've established that. And also proof, I even apply that in our own relationship when we were not boyfriend and girlfriend yet. And I just felt this resistance from you. And I told you, I just know we're going to be together. And that you're still figuring out why you need to, you know, be like, why you're still figuring out, like, whether or not we're going to be boyfriend and girlfriend together. But I'm just telling you, we're going to be together.
How did you know that?
Because I just had an instinct. Like, and I don't know, like, being with you gave me this level of comfortability, which showed me also, like, how well that we work together, by just being self-aware of, like, how I am letting myself be so vulnerable and so, like, I don't care if I tell you something that is like, oh, like, I don't know what he's going to say. I just never really got that. I felt like I could be so honest with you because you gave me that space. And that's why I didn't leave it in your own hands. I mean, also, you can't, I didn't force you to be my boyfriend.
No.
You know, but I also, like, I didn't wait for you to decide that right. we're ready to be boyfriend and girlfriend. I told you that I'm ready.
Yeah.
And, but from my perception, it doesn't seem like you're ready, but I'm letting you know that I'm aware of that. And I'm also letting you know that I think you're just being weird and we are going to be together because this is great.
Yeah, you know, and which it was.
And that's what know? I said, you know, but in general, like
point, with point the your mic up a little bit.
Oh, with like the marriage stuff, I feel like, I don't know.
Yeah, why. And it wasn't even that I wasn't ready. I don't know what it was at that time, you know, because I liked you very much, just as much, you know? So it was, I don't know what I was thinking back then. I was just like, let's just see where this goes. Because I
like,
wasn't.
See what though? Because it stays like, it would stay the same. And, like, and, how could it change?
And so the much? Craziest thing is, I wasn't seeing anybody else at the same time. So I had to like, it wasn't even that.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, but then, you know, there was this one day I was just like, Yoni, what? Why am I almost like not pretending? Because I'm treating you. And we treat each other like we're together.
Yeah, like you were just...
But then I was... Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like, because you've even told me that before, you were like, yeah, usually in relationships, I take forever to like...
That is true.
You know, I like to play really cool and I like to like take my time and...
Because I knew like what we had and how we were together that this is like... I want to say it's not going anywhere. Like, I knew we were good, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, let's just keep just hanging out and I don't know.
But isn't that the same thing as being boyfriend and girlfriend?
Something about being boyfriend and girlfriend, like, a lot of the times it's like, to me, I'm very serious. So it's like, I was like, if this happens...
If what happens? If you call each other boyfriend, girlfriend, it's not like you're married.
Yeah. I was just overthinking it.
Yeah.
I guess I just couldn't believe I found love
in
my life.
So see, in that time, in that time, in that moment, I could have, if he wanted to, he would have applied. In a sense of like, if he wanted to call me his girlfriend, you at the time, you would have. But because you haven't, you don't. Is that true? You didn't want me to call you to. You didn't want to call me your girlfriend.
I did want to.
So why didn't you?
Because I just wanted to wait a little bit.
Exactly. So that's my point. That I think that if you wanted,
but it's
to,
also
would,
okay.
Works.
But it's also okay if someone wants to take a little longer than the other person.
Exactly.
Just because you're ready doesn't mean that the other person has to be ready. It's not fair to them.
Yes, and that's exactly why I'm.
It's like
to
I'm gonna
say,
be your boyfriend. You ready now? When are you going to be ready? It's not fair. Let them chill. You guys are having a good thing and you are secure what you have. And whenever you're ready, you're going to be ready. It's not that someone made you be the boyfriend or girlfriend, you know? So, yeah. So.
But in other scenarios where maybe it's not such a big decision of like, you know, making it official or whatever, maybe it's just you're in a situationship and I don't know, what's something that like someone would be doing? Like they don't call you as often. It goes back to also everyone's expectations of another person just are so different.
I had one expectation of you that we didn't really like match on in the beginning.
What was it?
Like, I love calling on the phone and FaceTiming. And Ali is not really into that. And I wanted that in the beginning.
Yeah, but see, you didn't take that as like, she doesn't want to talk to me, did you?
No, because we were texting all day, every day.
Yeah, so I was talking to you. That's the thing.
You were, but I want to hear your voice.
Okay.
I want to see your face.
At least there's that. Because what I was going to say is like, if I wasn't texting you at all.
Okay.
Basically, what I'm trying to think of, like,
no,
if
honestly,
it was reverse. And if like you, if you were me, where like you don't like to talk on the phone or whatever. Okay. And I like to talk on the phone and stuff. I feel like when it's sided on this way, I could say like, if he really wanted to talk to me on the phone, he would.
Exactly. But I didn't do that. If she wanted to FaceTime me, she would. Because I know.
The funny thing is, I don't. And you knew that. I don't like it.
I know.
But it has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
But I was also, I was texting you all the time. See, the problem is the communication. Because the, if he wanted to, he would. And the complaining about, like, he doesn't treat me the way I want to be treated, blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, but does he know what you want, though, is my question.
Exactly. See?
Also, this can apply a lot more in early days of a relationship, because I find it, it's like, that's when people are not really not communicating the way that they should, because they want to seem cool, they want to seem disinterested. It's like uncool to seem like you're interested in someone.
That's so weird to me.
And to show them that you're interested. And that was one thing that for some reason in our relationship, you made me feel like there's no, like, I don't need to play the game.
Yeah.
I got you already. Like, I just knew that this was going to be something good and I could feel it. And it took away this, like, the game aspect. It took away the me. I'm going to play games. I'm not going to respond right away. I'm going to seem like I'm still busy and I don't have time.
Yeah.
Like, no.
It's like when you get a text and you see it pop up. Like, when you would text me and it pops up at the top and I'm, like, watching a video doing something, I just slide down and respond right there and then slide it back up. Yeah. Like, I'm not waiting. Let me wait, like, what's better, 5 minutes or 10 minutes? No, five is a little early. Let me wait 10 minutes and then respond. I never did that with you.
Yeah. I just...
Like,
I
unless... Just, unless I was...
in person talking.
What'd you say?
No, what were you going to say?
I forgot.
Oh, sorry. I just meant, like, over text and stuff, yeah. But even in person, like, I didn't have a problem just telling you how I felt and just, like, being honest about, like, this feels really good or, like... I enjoy spending time together and like stuff like that, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, same with me. Like I never felt like I had to like hold back what I felt. Like we were just communicating the feelings that we were feeling in real time.
Yeah, exactly.
And so many times and so many people also don't do that. They're like, I really like this person, but I don't want him to know that yet.
Yeah.
Or like... I don't want to show too much. So I'm going to like play it. I'm going to pretend that I don't like him as much as I do. And we never did that. I know I definitely didn't. You know, like I showed you how much I liked you.
Yeah.
I was never like holding back. Let me be the cool guy who's just, I've never done that in my life. I mean, actually, I've done that in the past.
I was going to say, I think you might have done that.
Yeah. I've done that in the past because I felt like the person I was with, There was this weird game energy happening. Yeah. But with you, it wasn't there. So I was like, this is perfect. I don't have to pretend. When you have to pretend about something, especially like relationship-wise,
yeah,
it's the worst.
And
it's
I would
so
say,
draining too.
Like, I don't know. It's a very nuanced situation. Because for me, if someone is in a place in their life where this one thing is expected of them, such as saying I love you, such as
paying for dinner every time you go somewhere,
like, or I wish we had like more examples of like what this scenario would
what did you
like
say
to.
Sorry,
I said the F word.
Oh.
Like, to me, is that they probably, like, if there's something, there can be so many reasons behind not wanting to do something. Because when you want to do something, that means you want to. You want.
Okay.
You will do it. So if someone can't do it because of something that they're working on themselves, they're not ready to jump into anything, or not being ready. Can you want something but not be ready for it?
Yeah.
But doesn't it just mean that you don't want to yet?
Because
not doing it because you're not ready for it. So your decision currently is that you're not doing it.
Yeah, but you can definitely want something and not be ready for it.
Okay, give me an example.
Let's say I want to be in a relationship, but I have a lot of self-work that I have to do that it wouldn't be fair for the other person to be in a relationship with. It's not going to be fair to them.
Okay, so doesn't that mean that you don't want to be in a relationship
no.
because you're not ready?
No, no, no. I want to, let's say for me, right, for example, and, you know, we weren't married or anything and I was single, right? I want to be in a relationship, right?
Okay.
But I'm not ready yet.
Why?
Because let's say I'm still very curious and I still, like, want to go out and, like, you know, date other girls and stuff like that.
So that means you don't want a relationship.
No, you, maybe that was the, maybe that wasn't the greatest example, but let me find another one.
There, okay, you said like self-work. To me,
yeah, if self-work. There's
things that you want to figure out of yourself, that means that you don't want a relationship because you're not ready. So you're like, I'm not going to be in a relationship. So my point is that if you're, hold on, if you're dating people, but you're also in the status of, I would like a relationship, let's say, mm-hmm. but I am not ready because X, Y, and Z.
That makes total sense.
Then why are you dating? Then why are you on this date? And, okay, you're on that date. Communicate that with that person. If there's self-work, if there's something you're doing for yourself, if there's something going on in your personal life, family, whatever, you're too busy, blah, blah, blah. So you can't have a relationship. That mm-hmm. means you also can't want it.
You definitely can want it.
If but you're that's so fucked up for the other people, then why are you out here dating? Why are you dating? Why are you meeting people when you know for a fact that you can't be in a relationship because of all these reasons, even though you want to, but you can't. So you can't.
But even let's say if you're not dating and you're just really busy with work and you can't find the time to be in a relationship, right? Okay. You can very much want to be in a relationship, but I'm not ready because my schedule is crazy or I have like months of a lot of work to do that. Yes, obviously, maybe, okay, I can be in a relationship, but I'm never going to have time for it. Okay. And then that person is going to feel like, well, we're together, but we're never hanging out. So
doesn't that person know about your life, though? Can't you communicate and clearly see that one party in the relationship is always super busy and barely has time to be hanging out with you?
Okay.
Can't you deduct that from the situation?
You definitely can, but we're talking about the person who wants to be in a relationship, right? So I'm saying you can definitely want to have a relationship, mm-hmm. but you don't have time in your life.
Okay, so you don't.
So you don't want to?
No, so you don't have a relationship.
I know, but you can still want to have one.
Okay. But so, I'm talking about, does this person go on dates with people?
Well, now that's, I'm talking about.
But that's what I'm talking about, because then that person would be complained about from another person of like, he doesn't want to, because if he wanted to, he would. And he's like, no, it's not that I don't want to. I just don't have time.
And also people just date to date. Not everybody that dates wants a serious relationship.
Okay, but my point is, this is the perfect example where these people don't talk enough to each other. So then one part is like, I don't have time, blah, 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 okay. but I'm still going to go on these dates with people.
Okay.
And then let's say you go on like...
Because it requires...
He goes on like 10 dates with this one person. Okay. 1 second, right? And he goes on 10 dates with the same person. So maybe she's like trying to like find like... We've been on 10 dates. We've hung out 10 times. I'm thinking we're probably going towards like, you know, being like together more often, mm-hmm. potentially towards a relationship.
Right.
So she's thinking that if he's never said, I'm not ready for a relationship.
That's fucked up.
If he's never said, I don't have time. It's not even that I'm not ready. I don't have time for a relationship mm-hmm. the way that I want to.
Mm-hmm.
Want to, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't say any of that, and if her expectations...
Is we're going somewhere.
Or we're going somewhere. I want him to have more time for me. Blah, blah, blah.
If he doesn't,
also, how do you not know he doesn't have time? Since like on these dates, what are you talking about?
Yeah. So if he doesn't... Exactly. So as soon as there's no communication, everything is out the window.
That is where the whole, if he wanted to, he would. Because if you are at a point in a situationship or relationship, in my opinion, where
you don't know,
where you say if he wanted to, he would, you should know the reasoning behind why something's not happening.
Yeah. That's true. And that just leads to there's somewhere there's no communication happening.
Yeah. And if it's on his side, in this scenario, if it's on his side where it's like he doesn't hang out with you as much as you wanted him to, he doesn't text you or call you as much as he wanted to, figure out if there's a reason behind it, ask. Also, you can also share how it's like, I wish we talked more.
Yeah, and I want to know. I wish
we talked on the phone more.
Yeah.
And that where this person could be like, me too, I just don't have time. Or like, I just don't really talk on the phone that much.
Why is it that people lack... Communication is a skill, honestly. And some people just don't have that.
People are scared of it.
I don't know. That's the problem. I think it's being scared.
Fear, totally.
But it's better to just communicate that so then everybody knows what's happening versus like, ooh, I'm scared. And now we always have like these weird...
Well, then you're always going to feel whoever is the person that's scared to state what they want. If someone is falling short of your expectations, you have to voice that and let them know. Because otherwise, how are they going to know what you want? It's also with time. Because again, like the if you wanted to, he would usually happen earlier on in relationships or whatever, where you're finding out about each other, what you expect, what they expect, what they want to give, what you want to give.
Mm-hmm.
And with time, you figure that out. But if some time has passed and you've been hanging out for like a month, even 2 months, and you're still not boyfriend and girlfriend because that's what you want to do, but you've been like, you've known each other for 1 or 2 months, you should be in a place that you can voice something that you want from this other person because you are clearly in some type of relationship, even if you don't want to define it or not.
How long do you think you're supposed to date someone before you can call them like your partner, your boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever?
I'm a one person at a time type of person.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, either way, when I'm like talking to one person, I'm only talking to them. And until that's over, I'm not necessarily talking to someone else.
So there's no really, because you connect with people like at different paces. You know, sometimes you can just like meet someone and then after week one or week two and after hanging out like a few times, a lot of the times you're like, okay, I know I don't know this person 100%, but
I just know I want to only hang out with them and no one else.
Yeah. And you know when something feels good.
Yeah. And also once you decide that you're like, I'm not trying to like talk to other people. I'm just trying to talk to this one person. You're already building the relationship.
Yeah.
You're already, every time you hang out, you're building a relationship.
Yeah. Would you,
but
go ahead.
No, but to answer the question of like, when do you call each other this and that? I think it's like whenever it feels right, whenever it feels like you want to kind of solidify the direction in which your relationship is going.
Yeah. So would you have a problem if you're dating someone and like you just said, you are just a one person at a time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other person is dating other people. Would you have a problem with the guy or whoever, you know, you're dating? They're going on multiple dates and you are
how
just
early
prioritizing.
In this relationship are we? How many dates have we had?
I don't know, like 5. This is like first month. The other person is exploring and then you're just exclusively, I want to be with this person. And you like, every time you guys hang out, it's great. But they're also honest with you and say, I'm going on other dates. I just want you to know. Would you have a problem with that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, one question is,
why
are we sleeping together?
Mm.
Because for me, the idea of like someone that I've been intimate with
is intimate with 5 other people.
Intimate with like, okay, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So that's where I would be kind of like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, I think I would have a problem with that too if it was just the other way around.
Yeah.
Like if I only want to see you and then you're just out here just like dating and having, and you know, you're single,
but
do
I've
what
never
you
been
want.
I've never been a person that is like, I'm going on like several dates and sleeping with hella people at the same time.
Right. And that definitely has to be communicated. If you're dating someone and like you're doing stuff with other people, you have to let them know.
Yeah.
Like if you're not communicating
people
that.
Don't.
That's wild. And they're pretending like they don't. And they're just like, oh, yeah. Some people don't even let the other person know that they're dating other people.
Yeah.
Some people, they're just like, no, I just see you. And then, like, tomorrow you got
to
date.
Actually, I don't know if people, like, lie like that.
Oh.
It's just, it doesn't really. I'm sure they do. But
people.
In fact, most of the time, it just doesn't come up. Like, you just don't bring it up. Because then you're bringing that up. Usually, people bring that up when they want to say, like, let's stop seeing other people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is like kind of what happens before you decide to be boyfriend and girlfriend. Usually it's like, are you seeing?
Do you think it's weird to ask someone, so are you seeing other people also? Or am I the only one? Like, would you feel comfortable?
I wouldn't ask it like that.
How would you ask it?
I would ask, so are you like dating on anyone else right now?
That wouldn't.
I wouldn't say also to okay. indicate like I am.
But asking that question, would that like make you feel uncomfortable a little bit? Like bringing that up, because that's something we all think about when you date someone. You always depends. Wonder,
like, is it the on the first date? I think it's the perfect moment to ask.
Mm. Yeah.
What?
No, nothing. No, it's true. I was just thinking about it.
Like on the first date, I think is the best moment to be like, so are you like dating? Have you gone a lot of like dates? Like,
it's so funny
if you meet.
So funny because the way you say it, it's like you really mean to ask that. You really want to know, but the way you frame it, it's like, so like, are you dating other people? Like, how's it? It's like you just want to know, are you dating? Yes or no? Am I the only one?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been in the dating world in some years, and even when I was, I didn't have that much experience. So,
yeah,
which I will take that as a blessing.
Yeah,
To worry about that right now, honestly.
I know.
But at the end of the day, I will leave you with this, guys, okay? In conclusion, I think if she wanted to, she would. If he wanted to, he would. In some sense, I would say it's true. It's a very simplified version of things. Because if someone really wants something really, really truthfully and badly, I believe no matter the circumstances in someone's life, you would solidify some shit. You would say to that person, if you can tell that the person you're with,
you would
if I'm the person that can't do shit, right?
Yeah.
Like if I wanted to, I would. But I have some family stuff going on, or I have some health issues myself, or I have something, and it's early days in a relationship, and I can tell that that person wants more from me, because the person that, if they wanted to, they know that the other person wants some shit from them, and I'm just not giving it to you.
Mm-hmm.
I would come clean, and I'd be like, it's all about, it comes down to communication. If you're someone that cannot do something because if you could, you would, there's always a reason behind it.
Yeah.
So explain what the reason is. Say like, I have a lot going on right now, or I don't like to do that. That's not my love language. That's not my thing. I blah, blah, blah. You have to talk about that because it's unfair to both people in that moment. To keep stringing them along. And also, it's like, if you really have some shit going on in your life, talk about it. Let that person know.
Yeah.
Maybe you really like them. You really want to be with them. But right now, you can't because you're broke. You can't because you got some legal issues in your life. Or who knows?
But that person that you're speaking of right now with being broke or having legal issues, whatever, just because they can't do something at that time, is to me, it still doesn't mean that he doesn't want to.
Yeah, but if he wanted to, he would also goes back to action. There's no action happening. So this person is saying like he's not doing what I want him to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he wanted to do it, he would do it.
That's when you got to communicate why you're not doing that thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, this was good. I think this is something that everybody is dealt with at least once in their life. Just like any of those scenarios that we brought up.
Yeah.
You know?
No matter if it's a he or a she or whatever the situation, I understand what you're saying. That like, yes, they can want to, but just can't.
Yeah. Totally.
But at the same time, I feel like in my life, in my relationship that I'm in right now, I just know for a fact for what we have and how I even felt, 4 years ago. Before we even lived together and we were married, like, so I just know, like, so many things could be happening in my life that I would still let you know how I feel. I would still choose you and do the shit that I need to do in this relationship.
No.
So that's what I'm saying, where like, sometimes people let some things hold them back from like relationships or, being happy, and they kind of self-sabotage themselves. Because of some things that I feel like you can be in a relationship and work on yourself.
Yeah, true. Because, I mean, honestly, like when we met too, I wasn't really in the best place in my life.
Yeah.
But I wanted to be in this relationship no matter what. Like, so like I couldn't say, oh, like I'm broke or, oh, I, because
Honestly, you technically, like, you had a lot of like excuses for why you wouldn't want to be in a relationship.
Oh, yeah. You
and
know?
It could be part of why you were like so resistant.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is at the end of the day, you have to like, I just think.
But I knew what felt good. And I was like, this doesn't happen often. Like this energy that we had at the time and have now, like this is not something that you come across every Monday and Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like no matter what was going on in my life, and that wasn't the greatest time in my life, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, let's, and even just you too, it's like a lot of the times people would be like, oh, like I don't, this guy doesn't have this, doesn't have that, I don't want to be with him, or I want to go, I can meet someone who has, I can date someone who has more, for example. Yeah, right,
that's not why I date.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean, you're right about that.
But anyways, we're gonna like keep going in circles. We just wanted like to briefly talk about it. I think it's
people ask me a lot of relationship questions in my DMs, like, Yoni, you guys should talk about how you met and how you make this relationship work. And
I mean,
key, and
also,
the answer is just honestly is communication.
Like
with whatever you're feeling, if it's, because when people say communication is bad, a lot of people just think that.
Who says that?
When people say communication is key.
Oh.
Most people would think you got to communicate when something is going wrong. Like, oh, like, I don't like this, so communication is key, so let me let you know. But communication is also key when things are good and you are feeling some, you have some good feelings. Like, just share the good things that you feel towards that person, yeah. Right? Don't hold back your feelings. If you like someone, let them know.
Yeah.
If you want to do something with someone, if you want to take something to the next level, let them know and be honest. And that's it. Like, what's going to happen? Like, why are you, like, I don't think you should be scared.
People are just scared of rejection, and people are scared of a different, you know.
I would rather get rejected than hold something in for so long.
Me too. And it wasn't until this relationship that I realized that.
Yeah.
You know, and also if you aren't getting what you want from a relationship, if you keep telling yourself, if he wanted to, he would, and he ain't doing what I want him to, and he's not doing what I want in a relationship, then move on. Then go to the next relationship. You deserve better because you want more.
Exactly.
You want something else. So why are you putting, like, why are you staying in a situation that is not giving you what you want?
Yeah. And you can, and there's always someone out there who can like check out a lot of the boxes.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like,
if you're just like settled in a relationship that you're not happy with, I mean, you know, do what you do. Things do work out sometimes if you work on them, because you know a relationship is also just not all just flowers and it's work. So there's things that you work on. There's things that we also work on.
Yeah.
So we're not even trying to say that, oh, you know, like everything is, you know, perfect all the time. Any relationship you get into, there's always work that involves.
Yeah, but there's consciously aware work that I know I'm working on myself. You know, yeah. You're working on you. We talk about it.
Yeah,
we talk
about
how we're feeling about it.
Exactly. And both parties know what work needs to be done.
Exactly.
But if you're settling in some shit and you know that it ain't, like, it's not progressing, you guys don't have the communication level, then it's like, explore all the options, honestly, because first of all, life is beautiful. The sun is shining. And then there's nothing worse than coming back home. Let's say you live with that person and then you're just like not happy, or like you don't look forward to going back home to the person you live with.
You always feel dissatisfied. You always feel like, damn, I want them to, you know, like be more like this, or I want them to be more like
that.
If you're constantly feeling like you're not getting what you want,
it's not worth it.
Get out.
Yeah, it's not worth it. There's like there's so much life to be lived. Like, I'd rather be single if I
like if that. I was in a relationship right now, if I was married to someone that just never like wasn't like very affectionate,
mm-hmm.
or was never really like silly, they were always serious, could never like take a joke. Or, I don't know, like, there's just, you have to, that's why you have to, like, find the person you match. And so much has to do now with just what your interests are, what music you like to listen to. If anything, that shit says, like, doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
What matters is, like, your love language is the way you show each other, you love each other, way you take care of each other.
Yeah.
That they have to match of, like, what you expect to receive. Does it match with what they want to naturally give? And the same goes the other way around.
Yeah. So don't settle, guys. And if you're listening to this and you are in a relationship where you feel like you're settled and you're not truly happy, maybe you guys should listen to this podcast together.
Yeah.
Like let your person know, hey, this new podcast episode came out. Let's watch it together. Or that may not be the greatest idea because it might make some people feel like really uncomfortable if you're watching this with the person you're not comfortable with. You know what I'm saying?
But if you're in a relationship, you need to be comfortable.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like this
y'all
episode...
Everybody deserves to be good and loved and just feel so like...
Just happy in a relationship.
Natural in a relationship.
Yeah. If
you know that you're not good, you're not satisfied, you don't feel happy in it, I'm sorry, but like tell that other person.
Yeah, and
y'all,
either work
life
on
is
it?
Too short. Like you don't have time to just be like... in some shit that's like not good.
Yeah, because you know why? Because you actually can be in some shit that's actually good.
Exactly, exactly. Anyways, hope this was an interesting pod. And let us know any other specific relationship topics like this, different nuances of relationships that you guys want us to touch on.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I left something out. About the settling in the relationship thing, because sometimes people have no choice, you know?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I feel like sometimes...
Like financially?
I'm trying to think of a different perspective.
Well...
You know, like we gave our perspective, but there's... I'm trying to think like what would be something that... Okay, someone is listening to this and I am stuck in this relationship, but I have no way... You know how people say it? Like I can't get out? Which you can.
Well, I mean, that's where you're getting a little bit into
the more serious.
Like, there's like some other issues.
Yeah,
going on. It's
just
talking, that like he's not treating you like you want, or
yeah, we're
or,
just talking boyfriend girlfriend type shit.
Like we're not, yeah, but I'm saying like, we're talking about like very. We're not talking about like something that is life threatening or like a threat to your actual health or well being of like something going down.
Yeah, that's
you
a
know,
different level.
I'm not talking about that at all, and I'm not talking about. I mean, in a case, it could be like you live together and you just renewed a lease and then you still have 6 months left on your lease and you broke up. Or like you can't leave because you share financial shit and you wouldn't be able to live in the city. Like in New York, I've heard that happen many times where like people that relationships, partners that live together and then they want to break up or like they're not the happiest, but they still have like hella time in that lease.
Damn, what are you doing in that situation?
They love the apartment. They don't want to move out or like...
You just become... Like roommates then.
Yeah, or they pretend to be in the relationship or I don't know.
Until the lease is up and then break up?
Yeah. Damn. I'm talking about the most basic like...
Yeah, level one relationship.
Level one type. Like you don't have shit is not like too blended. There's many scenarios in which like, yeah, someone couldn't get out of the relationship or whatever. We're not even talking about that. We're talking about like just simple type, you're in a relationship and you don't like it, but you stay in it because you keep expecting this other person to change and treat you differently than they already are.
Yeah, well, we'll thanks for sticking around to the end of this.
Yeah, we're just gonna close it out, honestly. We're gonna go over to Patreon and talk about something very spicy today.
What is it about again?
We're talking about your one night stand stories,
right?
The good, the bad, and the ugly, everything in between.
Ugh,
I hope you guys submitted some good stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Do we have any of the stories we want to share?
I mean, yeah, but you gotta. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to tell you now.
Okay.
Yeah,
we'll get into it.
Yeah, if you got to the end of this episode, please let us know what you thought about this episode, and if you ever dealt with anything like this, like,
yeah,
have you ever had to hold back from? Like showing you how you truly feel about someone.
Mm-hmm. Like you wanted know? To show, you wanted to do these things that have to do with being in a relationship, or you wanted to do something, but something kept you.
You know, a lot of things, sometimes it's about the other person that they don't make you feel comfortable enough to open up. That's why a lot of people also just don't say anything. It's like, I like this person, we live together, we're together, but...
Damn, you live together and you can't open up?
I mean,
don't live together.
I feel like that's a lot of people. Like, they're just not comfortable to, like, we tell each other we love each other every day, right?
Yeah.
Or, like, anything that crosses my mind, there's nothing that I hold back, good or bad. But there's a lot of people who live together and they are in a relationship that can't necessarily always voice everything.
But is it because of them? It's because of the other person.
I think a lot of the time it's because of the other person.
But why are you in a relationship?
I don't know. See, that's the other thing. But yeah, we're gonna, this is like a never ending.
It's a never ending question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, we love you. Thank you so much for listening.
And shout out to everyone's dog. Let us know.
Let us know how your summer is going, even though it's not summer yet. We're approaching that. We're having a beautiful week here in New York City. So I just kind of want to just be outside, eat some, drink some Aperol Spritz and eat some peanuts.
What do you want to get for lunch? You know where I'm going.
No, we're not getting. We're cooking. Oh, yeah. We got groceries.
Yeah, we just got groceries. You ever get groceries and then just want to like...
Go eat out?
Go eat out.
All the time. I would love some sushi, honestly.
Honestly, should we just go do that?
Honestly, I think we need to stop recording.
Okay, bye, guys. We love you.
Bye.
You have fun there?
Yeah, bye.
Bye.